Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
O Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a heck of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. Mac Davis introduced that song, I think, sometime in the 70s. And it was a whole notion of a time when perfection was on our mind. This game is 50 years old. Perfection, Milton Bradley. We all had to have it, at least the younger kids did, in 1972. And it says, the original game of perfection. If you know anything about it, it's a time thing where you have to put all these little things into it in a certain amount of time, and if you don't do it, it explodes and everything goes flying all over the place. But the real original game of perfection goes back millennia. In fact, I think they're calling me now. Time travel is so good in the 21st century. It goes back to our first parents. If you recall the temptation by the serpent to Eve, when he puts the question to her, what about this tree? And she says, oh, we can eat of all the trees in the garden, but this one, we're not supposed to touch it, lest and eat it of the fruit, because if we do, we will die. And the serpent says to her, oh, no. God knows that if you eat of that fruit, you will become like gods, knowing what is good and what is bad. You will become like gods. The last time I looked, gods were considered perfect. And that seems to be in our DNA down through the millennia. We have a tendency to want to judge. We do it all the time. We have all sorts of game shows and all sorts of reality shows on judging. Who is the best? And it comes into us pretty much by the nature of sin. When Luke is writing this gospel, he's dealing with a church that is navigating the notion of the Jewish community and the Gentile community coming together. This is the later writings of the gospel. And it would seem that Jesus has a little problem with his disciples. Why else would he go overboard with his description? Apparently he was hanging around fishermen too long. You know how fishermen talk about their fish. Oh my God, it was this big. The bad influence is in this exaggeration. A wooden beam in one's eye. Just put that visual out there. I'd find it hard to get into my car, let alone see out of the rearview mirror. He uses this hyperbole to say something about what was going on among his disciples and among his listeners, and perhaps among you and I. We're quick to find the itsy bitsy teeny weeny problem in someone else without looking square into the mirror about our own failings and faults. The last time I looked, we all are born, we all breathe, we all bleed, we all die. And in that time, as the other readings were pointing out, we are evaluated by what goodness comes from our hearts. Do we have goodness in our hearts, or do we have rotten fruit in our hearts? And it is revealed in the way we speak to one another. We live in a world that seems to be more and more bent on destruction and division than about being a people of one human race in need of one another's gifts and talents and abilities. And we see what happens when people find fault in others. We go after them. Not just figuratively, but now literally. Destroying, overtaking, punishing. So, unlike Mac Davis, we have to learn how to be humble, because none of us is perfect in every way.